Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Vicki Fagan of the United Church of Faith in Keota that is having their back-to-school project this week.
What would you call this project, I suppose, by name?
It's just one of our local mission projects that we do. We do one at Christmas time. We do the back-to-school one, of course, that we're getting ready to do now, which will be this coming Saturday. So it's just called our back-to-school project.
And how long has the church been doing this?
Oh, probably about 25 years, quite a while.
And how did it start, if you can say? How was this kind of instigated in the first place?
Well, we have done a Christmas mission project for probably 30-some years, and we just decided, you know, well, let's just try the school supplies, too, because there's always a need for children. School supplies are awful expensive, and the lists get longer, it seems like, every year. So we get school supplies and socks and underwear, and we put out clothing, too. Use clothing for the families to go through.
And how do you seek donations for these supplies?
Well, everybody pretty much in our community knows that we do this, so a lot of monetary donations are given, which we very much appreciate. The Bible school kids, they always collect supplies as their mission project for their Bible school time. You know, everybody in the small community pretty much knows that we do this every year. It's our church, and I mean, the Catholic Church helps us also, and it's just a community-wide effort, not just our church.
And is there like a list that you put out as far as like items that you're specifically looking for if people are wishing to donate items?
Anything on the Keota Community School list is what we need. Mm-hmm. Anything on the list.
Who is eligible for the supplies?
Anybody that needs assistance, we'll be glad to help them out.
And how can they get in contact with the church if they are interested in receiving from this program?
I've sent out letters to people to invite them to come in. If anybody that didn't receive a letter, they can just contact me, and I mean, nobody will be turned away that needs help.
What is the number typically of how many students this program provides for?
We usually help about 30 families.
How is the project going right now, would you say?
Oh, it's going very well. Our community is always very generous and supportive of our mission projects, and we're very fortunate that we have a very giving community.
If someone were still looking to donate either monetary or with supplies, is there any deadline to donate?
No, they can always drop things off at the United Church of Faith, and monetary donations can go through our office manager, Cindy Messenger. She's there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at mm-hmm. the church.
So even past the 19th, would these items still be offered to families?
Yes. We always keep a supply at the church for students that come in that maybe we didn't catch or that maybe come in after school starts that need some help. We always have supplies on hand at the church for them.
So how does it work this Saturday? How will the supplies be distributed to the families?
Well, they come in, and we have their list of, you know, the school list, and then everything's laid out on tables, and we have lots of volunteers that help the families find what they need. You know, they start out picking out, the child can pick out a backpack, and then go on through the line and get what they need on their list.
Okay. What time does this go for?
It's just 9 to 10. Our people are usually there at 9 o'clock, and it doesn't take long.
I imagine it's pretty easy to go through the list if everything is mm-hmm. laid out in an organized fashion.
Yeah, we have great volunteers that come and help, and so it it goes pretty smoothly.
How would you say being a part of these missions, especially the Back to School Project, what does this mean to you?
Well, I think that, you know, we as Christians, we're very fortunate. We've been blessed with so much, and it's our job to give back and make sure that all the children, especially in our community where we can reach the children, have everything that they need. When they come in for the Back to School, then we also sign them up for our Christmas project, too.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Vicki Fagan of the United Church of Faith in Keota. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.